Curry had already announced the conversations when the city was rocked by a violent start to the new year. The tally of dead reached 14 in January, including the slaying of 22-month-old Aiden McClendon. At the outset of the forum Thursday, Curry said his short-term goal is increasing police presence in the most at-risk communities.
We're going to continue to need more police officers. And you know, some people hear that, and that's not a popular thing to say. Those are the facts. Still fewer police officers than we had in 2003. And when you have people that think that it's okay to shoot up cars and shoot up homes, you've got to enforce those people.
In the long term, Curry says he's working to get the youth violence and prevention program Jack's Journey moving with a new data-driven approach. He says he wants to identify the most at-risk kids and allocate limited funds more judiciously and elicit more community buy-in. But Jacksonville resident Herbert Randolph told the panel he doesn't want what the mayor is selling.
They're not talking about the things that we can do when they're 5 and 6. And then I would discuss the fact that they're saying that they have a shortcoming in budget, but yet they're giving Sean Conn $40 million for the pool.
Randolph says he'd like to see more dollars spent in languishing areas of town to help lift people out of poverty. Ryan Bank, WJCT News.